Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, February 11th. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington right here at republicbroadcasting.org. Well, I hope you were listening in to Hashem Talawi's program on RBN on the Republic Broadcasting Network this weekend. It's broadcast Saturdays from 6 to 8, I do believe the time is 6 to 8 Central Time. Or maybe it's 4 to 8 Central Time. Folks, I'm a little confused here tonight. But in any case, I was a guest on Hashem's program this weekend. The guest host was Mark Glenn, whom many of you are familiar with, if you're a regular listener here to this program that I'm broadcasting. And if you didn't hear that program, I would urge you to tune in, folks. I would urge you to check the archives because I thought it was a good show. I thought it was actually a very important show because Mark and I, along with a couple of the callers, covered some things that we've talked about here on this program. But I think we probably covered a lot of ground and maybe in some respects made our positions more clear. I'm going to talk a little bit about on the program tonight about what Mark and I discussed on Saturday. It doesn't hurt to repeat because a lot of you will not get a chance to check out the archives, and even if you do, you'll hear it said twice then. And that's a good thing. Because as I said on that program, and as I've said many, many times on this program, you know, we have to keep pounding away at the truth, no matter how much the truth hurts. And, you know, sometimes, I had an emailer once tell me, thought it was very interesting. He said that he felt I talked down to the listeners because when I come back from the break, sometimes I summarized what was being talked about before the break. Now, that's not patronizing the listeners. That's helping the listeners. And that's taking into consideration the fact that we're hoping that people are coming in late and need to be brought up to speed. You know, it's plus the fact is, you know, the sad truth is that many, many people do have a short attention span. So anyway, as I say, I am going to be covering some of the ground here tonight that Mark and I talked about in that program, because a few of the points, while perhaps seemingly minuscule, perhaps even esoteric, I think they're important points to cover because so many people, unfortunately, even people in what I will loosely hear called the Patriot Movement, sometimes, unfortunately, have been misled or misdirected by misinformation or misunderstanding of information that's out there. And they get hung up on inconsequential details that really don't have anything to do with the big picture. Okay, well, we are going to be going to a break here momentarily. When we come back, though, I want to talk about something that is going to sound familiar to a lot of you because so many, many people in this country today are having the very same problem. And it's a problem that just cuts right to the root. It cuts right to the core of what's wrong with this country today. So stay tuned, folks.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. I want to tell you a story, a very shorthand version of a story that I heard just recently from a friend of mine. This friend of mine is right now working to take care of the affairs of an elderly friend of hers, actually an older lady I know as well, who is dying of cancer. This elderly woman has been living on a government pension, her late husband's government pension. Her husband was a janitor for one of the federal agencies, and this elderly lady has been living on his pension for many years, living very, very simply in a very small, humble home in a not particularly good neighborhood here in Washington, D.C., but she's always gotten by. And recently it was discovered this elderly lady has cancer. Well, this elderly lady does not know that she has cancer. She's a very simple person and would react in an unfortunate way if she learned that she has cancer and that she is dying. But she's still well enough that she's able to move around to a certain extent. So I mean, but needless to say, she requires constant care. Fortunately, my friend, who is considerably younger than the older lady, has been taking care of the older lady, making sure she's gotten to the doctor and everything. But here's the thing. This older lady went into a nursing home. And then, all of a sudden, she was told by her health care provider, a very prominent company, that, well, we can't pay for you to stay in a nursing home anymore. So this elderly woman who was dying of cancer was expelled from the nursing home and sent to her home, where my friend then had to go in and take care of her for several days. But then the elderly lady then became so ill that she was taken to an emergency room. And it was like 23 hours before this lady was formally checked into the hospital. In fact, at one point, her insurer didn't want her checked into that hospital. They wanted her checked into another hospital, even though she was already being treated in the emergency room of the first hospital. Well, the elderly lady was in the hospital then for about another week and a half. And then they decided they were going to send her to a nursing home, that she was not well enough to return to her own home, which is obvious. This woman is dying of cancer, but this woman has been placed in a nursing home. There's only one problem. Her insurer has so limited the amount of funds that can be spent on this woman's care that it has gone to the extent that they will not change this woman's bedding, or dare I say, folks, forgive me for saying it, her diapers, because the woman has basically lost control of her bowels. They won't change it on a daily basis because the insurance company has told the nursing home that they won't pay for that. So here's an elderly woman who has had some surgery, who is being forced to literally sit in dirty diapers for 24 hours at a time. And then when they do change the diapers, they don't necessarily change the bedding. I mean, you know, folks, this is the United States of America. This is the United States of America, folks. And her own insurance company will not cover these things. And, you know, here's the thing, folks. This is what's interesting about it. If it weren't for my friend, this other lady, this mutual friend of mine and the older ladies, if it weren't for this other lady doing this, this woman would be all alone. They wanted the old lady to go to see a cancer specialist. And my friend says, well, I don't drive. How are we supposed to get her there? Well, you'll have to hire an ambulance to take her. My friend doesn't have the money. Neither does the old lady. And then the question about the insurance company, whether they'll pay for it or not, that's up in the air. Remember, folks, this is the greatest democracy in the world, the greatest republic in the face of the planet. I know some of you out there blanched when I said democracy, forgiving me for using that dirty word on the air, but that's what we tell everybody we are. We say we're a great democracy, and the idea of democracy is something that most people think is a good thing, so I'm using the term loosely. Don't jump on me for using the term democracy. Here we are, folks, this great country, this beacon of freedom. And here's an elderly woman dying of cancer who can't even get her diapers changed. And yet, it turns out, according to Congressman John Murtha, who has been a long-standing friend of the military, who's very close to the generals and admirals, and who was their voice in opposition on Capitol Hill to the war in Iraq, the man who's been leading the charge, trying to lead the charge and trying to get his fellow Democrats to take a serious stand about getting out of this insane war in the Middle East. According to John Murtha, the administration is spending $343 million every 24 hours on the Iraq war. Murtha notes that there's $156 million has been cut by the president's Defense Department budget for the Family Advocacy Program. Now, I don't know what the Family Advocacy Program is. Turns out, I guess, it's a counseling for service members and their families. Okay, well, they cut $156 million from that budget. this budget that's designed to help the servicemen and their families, particularly the servicemen who are returning home. And yet, 11 hours in Iraq, the money spent on 11 hours in Iraq would be enough to restore that $156 million. That's just one of the programs, folks. Now, I'm no big advocate of big spending government programs. I'm no fan of big government, folks, but I do think we've got a serious problem in this country when we spend $343 million every 24 hours on the Iraq war and an elderly woman dying of cancer can't get her diapers changed. The nursing home won't do it because the insurance company, these insurance companies, some of the richest entities on the face of the planet, her insurance company won't pay for it. Now, you know, there may be somebody out there who believes in the free markets and who thinks what I'm saying is socialistic and communistic and all sorts of istics, but I'll tell you what, I stand by what I said, folks. I think there's a very real problem here. And, you know, we've reached this problem. Why are we spending $343 million every 24 hours on the Iraq war? I'm here to tell you there's one reason and one reason alone, folks. And it's the reason, the subject of which Mark Glenn and I were talking on Hashem Talawi's program, and it's a subject of which I talk about very, very often on this program, to the point that people say I'm obsessed with the issue. Well, I am obsessed with the issue. I'm concerned about the issue. I'm disgusted by the issue. And that issue is the fact that our government, the engines of power in this country, our national purse, and in fact, for all intents and purposes, our military, have been taken over by one singularly powerful special interest group, and that happens to be the organized Jewish community, the Jewish lobby in America. Some people gently refer to them as neoconservatives. It goes beyond that, folks. It goes far beyond that. So here at home, we can't afford to pay for basic services for an elderly woman dying of cancer. We can't afford to have real serious efforts to treat people with drug addiction. We put people in jail for a few years for penny-ante marijuana crimes. Then they have a criminal record, and then they get out of jail, and they can't get jobs, or else they can't go to jobs because they're busy reporting to parole officers and probation officers. I mean, the system, folks, has been bankrupt morally and intellectually and rationally for a long, long time, but now we're reaching the point that the system is becoming legitimately bankrupt because we are spending our nation's treasure on fighting wars that are being waged at the demand of a powerful special interest group, a particularly wealthy and powerful special interest group that really doesn't give a good damn about America. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there who are listening, who are hearing me saying this, and they're very upset by this because they don't want to talk about this issue. But, folks, it does, as I say, cut right to the core of what our priorities are in this country today. And I'll tell you what, it's something, as I say, that I intend to keep talking about till I'm blue in the face because, you know, it's a dirty job, but somebody has to do it. I take great pride and pleasure in knowing that so many, many people are talking about it. I've been talking about it for a long time myself. But I think more and more people are waking up, and more people who in the past wouldn't talk about this problem are now talking about it. So to those folks, I say, welcome aboard. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more, and then we'll go to the callers. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Folks, here is something that I didn't know. Of some 3 million or more edible food plants that grow on the face of the earth, that's 3 million edible food plants that grow on the earth. There's not another single plant that can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. Now, I'm going to be telling you about Hemp USA. That's one of our sponsors here at RBN. Their website is hempusa.org, and in a minute I'm going to give you their contact number. Hempusa.org ships worldwide, but they provide free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. And they want to emphasize, the people at hempusa.org, they want to emphasize to the listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana, and it is certified THC-free. This powder that hempusa.org makes available is 50% protein and doesn't contain gluten. It's a nutrient-dense food. It can be used as a storable food for up to 5 years when it's vacuum-packed. It's priced affordably. They start shipping in bulk at 5 pounds and up. And the thing is, with this proper nutrition you're going to get from hemp, this hemp powder, seeds, and oil, your body will react and heal itself. It's a superfood. So try it today. Store it. And it will change your life. Here's the number. It's 908-691-2608. 908-691-2608. Or go to hempusa.org on the internet. Well, another figure I like to recite here on this program. In 2005, nationally, there were 196,000 homeless veterans. Just 2 years ago, folks. Well, 3 years ago, if you want to consider this 2008. But 196,000 homeless veterans. And here in the District of Columbia, the nation's capital, 2,400 homeless veterans. Plus this one little old lady who's dying of cancer who can't get her diapers changed. My God. Well, folks, we have a lot of callers here, and I'm not going to go into an attempt to try to repeat everything that Mark Glenn and I talked about on Saturday. I want to go to the callers, but I will say this much. We did have one interesting caller, a gentleman from Texas, who he said he didn't like to think of himself as being involved in the Patriot movement. He said he was involved in what he considered to be the freedom movement. Well, that's a matter of distinction, a matter of definition. There are many, many terms that can be used to describe whatever this movement is, this movement or non-movement that we're all concerned about. Freedom movement's as good a name as any for it, but this caller, who was a very intelligent young man, or he appeared to be, he sounded like it, he said that he was a little bit concerned about hearing Mark Glenn and I talking about the problems of Jewish power in the United States and the origins of Jewish power and the origins of the philosophy behind that exercise of power in the United States by powerful Jewish lobby groups and their agents that have infiltrated so many realms of influence in this country. He said that the problem he had with this is because when people hear you discussing this, they dismiss you as a racist and a bigot, and it harms the freedom movement. He said it was a matter of class warfare. It had nothing to do with religion. Well, that's his particular interpretation, which one could quibble with, folks. But I tell you what, if we're seriously looking for freedom, we've got to go and look for the forces that are working to take away our freedom. And if you're not going to point in a direction of forces that are definitely working to take away your freedoms, then I'm not sure what the purpose of the battle is. I mean, those of you who are concerned about Second Amendment rights, some of the biggest advocates of taking away your guns are American Jewish organizations. Now, I know, I hear you saying out there, I hear you saying, oh, but what about Jews for the Preservation of Firearms, or whatever the name of the organization is. Yes, it's a wonderful organization, but I'm here to tell you that that organization does not have the power or the influence on Capitol Hill, where they passed the legislation about gun control. It doesn't have the influence the American Jewish Committee has, or the American Jewish Congress, or the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, nor does it have the millions upon millions of dollars at the disposal of these organizations, nor does it have the millions of dollars at the disposal of the Jewish political action committees that are all linked together, although they are officially are not, but that, which are all linked together to influence public policy in America. So, it's all well and good to say you're fighting against the Illuminati or fighting against the corporations, fighting against the this's or the that's. But if you're not going to be prepared to name one of the primary forces that has been behind the disintegration of America as we know it today, behind the destruction of America's image in the world, the forces that are pushing America towards confrontation.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. I overspoke myself. Wasn't watching the clock. I was thinking too deeply about this mess that we're in. And I don't think you can deny that it is a mess and that we have to start being honest about the sources of the problem. Well, that having been said, I'm sure we will come back to that again and again. So let's go to the callers. First, let's go to Keith from Florida. Keith, how are you tonight?
Hey, Michael. How are you tonight?
What's going on?
Well, when I initially called, I wanted to comment on your elderly friend who, unfortunately, sadly enough, is helplessly laying in bed, wherever that may be. But before I get to that, I just want to make a quick comment about this the Second Amendment issue. I hear this all the time on the Patriotic Network, and I guess you're you, as many patriots or freedom lovers, because I'm a freedom lover myself, believe it or not, are very passionate about this this right to bear arms deal. And I just think that it's no longer relative, actually, and I'll tell you why. Because, you know, society is not organized. You understand that, Mike?
Wait, say that again.
Society is not organized. I don't know if you've ever been in a military unit, but...
No, I haven't been.
I was
thank
in
God,
Corps.
I will say.
Well, I was in the Marine Corps, and let me tell you something. It's a highly organized apparatus. And the thing is, even if you have a bunch of men who are armed, but they're not organized under a command structure that are prepared to resist, they're going to do very little good. And I would say this, with today's modern weaponry, you know, especially the microwave weapons and the sound weapons and all the nonsense they have now, I really don't understand why there's so much attention and so much passion. I understand it's one of our fundamental rights within the Bill of Rights, but, you know, I mean, we don't even have a right to clean air or clean food or healthy food or water or anything else, but it just seems that it's really sort of we're past that point, so to speak. I mean, I don't understand what, if you were to issue a rifle to every man in the U.S., what good that would do.
Well, actually, I think you're right there because, the fact is that many people in this country have been conditioned to just sit back and literally take what's given to them by the government, and so, you know, if the people are not organized, the possibility of a serious rebellion really can never take place. But on the other hand, I think the bigger point in the case of the issue of the Second Amendment is that it is one of our fundamental freedoms. It is. That's why it's they say the amendments were deliberately placed in the order that they were because of a prioritized nature there. And so the Second Amendment is pretty high up there among those first 10 amendments. But be that as it may, it's still one of the 10, whether it's the first or the second or the last, and that's what concerns a lot of people.
Well, you know, I mean, most people, even hunting is a rich man's sport these days, right? You know, not all of us can go out like what's that rock and roll star, the guy with the long hair,
Ted Nugent. Yeah,
Ted Nugent. Not all of us can afford to have 500 acres or a billion acres or whatever he has of hunting land and go out and shoot trophy deer. So, you know, really, it's not even a working man's sport anymore. So I really think that I'm just really tired of hearing about people harp on this Second Amendment because really, fact of the matter is, between the Sheriff's Department and the state police and the United States military, and I mean, you know, they got planes with big bombs. They can just drop bombs on entire states if they want and just wipe them out. So really, the idea that the Second Amendment is somehow tied to our physical liberty, I think, is really sort of a false argument because really, I would really love to see some militiamen try to resist any county sheriff department because guess what? If it got too big for them, they'd just call on the big dogs real quick, and it'd be sorted out within. I mean, we saw what happened in Waco. Remember what happened in Waco?
Well, yeah, you're absolutely.
you know what happened in Waco is that they had to call in special forces to go in there and handle that stuff. But you know what? They always have those resources available. So really, I mean, this is really an information war, not really a physical war.
Well, you know, Keith, I guess that's, you know, I'll tell you what, that I think was probably an underlying theme in what I was trying to emphasize to people who there are, as I don't mean to pick on people who are enthusiastic about the Second Amendment, but that's a perfect example there because I've said this before in the show. I've heard people over the years say, oh, well, I'm only focusing on the unconstitutionality of the IRS or I'm only fighting to preserve our firearms rights. I'm not picking on the Jews. I'm not talking about Jewish power. These people think that somehow they are under the radar, that they're not on the target list. But unfortunately, everybody who is a dissident in this country, everybody who raises questions, everybody who is a member of the Patriot Movement or the Freedom Movement or the Nationalist Movement or the White Separatist Movement or whatever kind of one a movement you call it, anybody who doesn't go along with the program is on the list. So unfortunately, I do agree with you that we are in a situation, we are in the proverbial pickle that even an organized group in rebellion would immediately be targeted by some very powerful forces, literal forces.
Yeah, I mean, don't you think that the time and money and energy that's spent focusing on the Second Amendment could be put to better use?
I'll tell you what, I would disagree with you there because, you know, there are many people who are deeply concerned about the issue, and as long as they are fighting on that issue against the powers that be, the fact is they are distracting the powers that be and forcing the powers that be to have to fight on a lot of different fronts. So I would disagree with you on that basis there, Keith.
Well, I mean, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
The one thing that I've never heard mentioned on the Patriotic Network is Mike Revelle's idea for a national ballot initiative. Have you heard about that?
I'm very much familiar with that. You know, I've never met Mike Revelle, but he has he visited the American Free Press office several times and talked about that.
Have you ever talked about?
It was written about in American Free Press, and I want to tell you that a lot of our readers a lot of the American Free Press readers were really, really upset about that because they figured it. They thought it was too democratic, and they don't like democracy.
This is a key to our conundrum right here, Mike. This is what it gets down to. I think that what we have is we have the reason that we can't unify in this country is because we have certain people on one side that believe that aristocracy is better than the people themselves, the mob, making decisions for themselves. And I would say to you that I would have to agree with I don't endorse Mike Revelle as president because I don't even believe in the whole system, but I don't think that there's a congressman or a senator that I would trust with my rights, whether it be the Second Amendment or the First Amendment or any of the other 10. And you know what? I would trust my neighbors, even though I don't really even know my neighbors, before I trust my senator, because I've never seen my senator, never.
Well, Keith,
on that,
I agree with you 100% because you know, I'm one of those people. I think that many, many Americans have been misled by this terrible mass media in this country. But on the other hand, I don't necessarily believe that if certain issues were put before the American people in a serious vote and that vote were counted correctly, I don't necessarily believe that the Second Amendment issue would go down. I don't believe Americans would vote to ban guns.
Oh, okay. See, that's the big fear that the people on the right of the spectrum, their biggest fear is that all of a sudden the majority would be snowed into voting down the right to bear arms. And I think that's another false argument, because I think that if people like yourself or people that legitimately, I believe that the Second Amendment is very important in a sense. I only think because of modern technology that it's really a mute point, okay? It's a moot
right,
point.
And I agree with you, yeah.
Okay, because there's really no, I mean, the idea that we're going to have an armed resistance against the United States military is sort of preposterous.
Yeah, the only rebellion of a military nature that we'll ever have in this country is going to come from the military itself, and I pray for it.
So as long as we have the right to hunt and fish, you know, for millionaires like that, what's that long haired guy's name again?
Ted Nugent.
As long as we're rich like him, and we can afford to buy these very expensive hunting equipment, you know, whether it be the fancy bows that he uses and all that stuff. And if we're all elite like that, then I don't see why the people on the right have anything to fear. But really, all joking aside, I think that the Patriotic Network would do us all a lot of good if they put a little bit of attention. I mean, I know Ron Paul is very popular, and it's really not about men. It's about there's a tool. Okay, this is a actual mechanism. Okay, that would actually unite us and give us the power to tell Congress what we want them to do. And you know what? Let's face it. If the majority of people don't want guns, we should respect that. Because you know what? If you're in a jail with 100 men, you know, if you're going to have to be a pretty bad man to stand up against the rest of the 99 and tell them that you want to run things your way.
I guess
you
so.
You know what I'm saying? Because we're all in jail right now.
That's an Keith, you know what? I've got to move on, but I appreciate your call.
Well, Mike, I really appreciate your time.
I think you've
share that with the Patriots and mention that on your show sometime. Why don't we have a discussion about that ballot initiative? We don't have to bring Mike Revelle in and get all liberal and wishy-washy about it. We can just talk about a mechanism that can unite us and give us a tool to take Congress back.
Well, I'm, you know, frankly, I've always thought it was a good idea. In the old days, back in Liberty Lobby, Liberty Lobby's board of policy opposed it at one point, and then they voted in favor of it eventually. So there are a lot of people out there who think it's a good idea. You don't stand alone, Keith.
Good. I'm glad.
All right, thanks for your call.
Mike. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
That was a good call, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Okay, let's go. We're going north to the Windy City. We're going to bring up Steve from Chicago. Steve, come on up. Steve, are you there? Steve from Chicago? I'm waiting to hear from Steve, but if he doesn't jump up, we're going to have to move on. Okay, let's go to Mark in Kentucky. Mark, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I've had something completely different to say until that other gentleman came on. I take a little bit of issue with that. I mean,
well, go ahead.
there's a reason why it's the Second Amendment underneath the First Amendment. I mean, our founding fathers understood that eventually governments get totally despotic after a while, and they don't follow the rules of the people. It was a way of keeping the government in check. Now, he's right in that they have all this technology, I mean, with the microwave guns and everything else that they have for crowd controls, and I understand that, but, you know, I mean, they're going even after the rights of the veterans coming back, where they're making it so that it's getting hard for them to actually have firearms after they get out of the military. So,
and with very good reason, because I'll tell you what, I think it's going to be our returning military men who are going to play a major part in what I think will be an uprising in this country, an uprising led in part by the people in the military. So yeah, they have every reason. They have every reason in the world to make sure that at least the ex military people don't get any guns in their hands.
This other gentleman said he was in the military. Did he was a Marine?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, then he should understand that, like places like in Iraq, one of the real big problems that they're having over there. You keep talking about the insurgents. No, what they're involved in is a guerrilla war. I mean, they're actually going after the populace of Iraq. And when you have a populace that don't want you there in the first place, no matter how many guns, no matter how many tanks, no matter how many things that you throw into it, if you cannot dumb down the populace to go along with it, they will rebel against you, and there'll be all kinds of mayhem.
Well, you know, you're right about this. I mean, you know, I knew that Keith's comments were going to stir some discussion, and I'm sure we're going to hear more about it. So, yeah, I mean, my own position. I was coming from another theoretical standpoint altogether, so I was kind of surprised when Keith called in and said what he did say. But on the other hand, I think he made a good point that with the technology that is out there, any kind of rebellion in this country would have to be seriously organized Although you make the very good point that the guerrilla warfare could be implemented, but it would have to be a completely different situation. I think we would have to have a situation where things became so intolerable in this country, and there was actual military occupation, military government, where the people's rights were being seriously taken away in the nature that it's happened in Iraq. So you see, I guess we're not going to really ever see a test of this until things get so bad in this country. And then I think, though, when things get so bad in this country, that it will be the military that turns around and leads the revolution that we do need in this country. So it's a very winding series there.
Can I talk to you for? I know you're probably taking a break.
Listen, we're going to the break. Why don't you hang on for the break?
Okay.
All righty. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We just have a couple minutes left here. We have Mark from Kentucky aboard with us. Mark, you were about to make another point. Go ahead.
Well, the thing of it is, too, if they turn around and they take all the guns away, how in the world are we going to organize this first place?
Oh, I agree with you. Yes, see, it's a matter of practicality here. Yeah, if the guns are taken away, then we don't have any guns, and there's no way to fight back. So, no, you're absolutely right.
And I wanted to talk to you about something else I was going to say to you. I saw a commercial on it's like those infomercials they have late at night on TV, and it was about the Russian Jews being persecuted and wanting to actually give them like $400 to actually send them back to Israel and all that.
Okay.
And the interesting thing is that it was put on the BET network about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I thought it was really bizarre.
Where was it again?
On the BET network.
That's Black Entertainment Television, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
I would hate to be the media buyer for that organization. They haven't picked a very good audience to get their message out.
It was like about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning when I saw it. I mean, it was just like, you know, of all places for that, you know, because of really late at night, if you ever seen a BET network, it gets pretty, should I say racy? I mean, it's, and for that, beyond that, it just was totally bizarre when I saw that on TV.
Yeah, I would have to say it probably, that it, well, that's interesting. I didn't know that, so this group is complaining that the Russians are now picking on the Jews and paying
right.
them to move to Israel.
Yeah, and there might be some persecution of the Jews over there. I don't know, but they did show like tombstones and stuff like that being desecrated and all that. And it was really. I mean, and you had all the big ones. I mean, even...
You know what? I want to tell you something. Tombs get desecrated. Tombs and tombstones get desecrated every day in every city in this country. And it has nothing to do with racism or bigotry or hatred. It's just what people do. But, of course, this idea that that's a sign of anti-Semitism in Russia, actually what's happening in Russia is that many members of the government, many intellectuals, many scholars, many, many people from a broad range of points of view have been complaining, quite the contrary, that the Jews in Russia have been trying to skew Russian culture and skew Russian political affairs. And the amazing thing is now, under Vladimir Putin, they have the freedom to say this. So that's Russia's a completely different place than it was 50 years ago, or even 25 years ago, and they have a point,
when especially taking consideration that the Bolshevik Revolution was actually engineered by mostly the Jewish factions, and you look at their leaders. I mean, they have a point.
That's why it was precisely because of the Bolshevik Revolution and the Jewish communist groups moving into Western Europe. That's precisely why people rebelled, and that's precisely why Adolf Hitler came to power in Germany. But that's
exactly.
Another story for another time. All right, Mark, thanks for your call. Apologies
you.
To those we couldn't bring up here tonight, but we'll be here tomorrow night, God willing. So in the meantime, stay tuned for more right here on Republic.
Gold.